Thank you, Madam Chair, for the opportunity. Let me just begin by appreciating your efficient and effective stewardship for guiding our discussion so far with regards to the text of both solemn declarations as well as the articles. I believe this is promising pace, and my delegation is quite positive for the next week. Secondly, my delegation would like to reserve that we want to have perhaps later comments on these solemn declarations, but at this point I would like just to make two comments. First of all, we like to register our support for Cuba's proposals as well as to Cuba's proposals. And then the second one, perhaps, if I may request the Secretariat to U.S. proposal on paragraph 5 bis, if I'm mistaken. And first of all, we'd like to, we understand and we recognize the importance of this phrase. However, with regards to line 3 of FIBIS, we'd like to seek further clarifications from the U.S. delegations with regards to the international standards and norms. This is a catchphrase, and we are not really convinced with the scope and extent of this phrase. What would be meant as international standard and norms? And I also would like to request if the U.S. delegation is amenable if we clarify what is meant by that international standard on norms. For example, why don't we just list it out the 1925 Geneva Protocols and then the provisions of the BWC conventions in its whole? Because we are not really sure if those international standards and norms as referred here is really meant or is really applicable to every members of the state parties here present. So again, thank you also for the ISU for the consolidated tax. Thank you, Madam Chair.